adjusted, but let me start in the meantime by again welcoming you all to this general meeting of shareholders of Adyen NV. We're very pleased to receive you here together with the Management Board and the Supervisory Board. I would like to briefly introduce the Management Board and Supervisory Board to you. Our Management Board consists of six people, two of whom are here present today. Peter van der Does, CEO and co-founder of Adyen. Arnoud Schuif, who is the CTO and co-founder of Adyen. We have Ingo Uithaar, who is our CFO. Roland Prins, the CCO, which is the Chief Commercial Officer. Sam Hals, our COO, the Chief Operating Officer. And lastly, Jo Wijn, our CSRO. A lot of C's and O's. The Chief Strategy and Risk Officer. Peter and Ingo are pleased to join us today. Our supervisory board currently consists of four persons. My name is Piero Overmars. I am the chairman of the supervisory board. We have Delphine Rueda, who is chairman of the audit committee. We have Joep van Beurden, chairman of the nomination and remuneration committee, and Pamela Ann Joseph, who is a member of the board. Before we start with the extraordinary meeting, we have a number of announcements and requests to make. I'd like to ask you to kindly switch off your mobile phone or set it to silent mode. Also, please switch off laptops, tablets, and other media carriers. The meeting will be held in English, as we are an international company with English spoken as our corporate language, which is why the slides are, well, we don't have any slides today, but would also be in English. This meeting will be audio recorded. Records shall be published on the company's website. There will be various moments when you will be given the opportunity to ask questions. Normally, we have two questions each because we want everyone to be able to ask the questions, but today that should be all right, so you can ask the questions when we have the room in the agenda for it. I hereby state that the shareholders' meeting has been convened in accordance with the company's articles of association. The agenda, the explanatory notes to the agenda, and corresponding documentation were all made available on our website within the prescribed time. Therefore, I conclude that the convening of this shareholders' meeting has taken place in a legally valid manner. I am pleased to appoint Mariette Swart as the secretary of the meeting. The minutes of the meeting will be drawn up in an official report by Mark-Jan Arends, our civil law notary at Clifford Chance. Apart from during the meeting, it was also possible to cast votes electronically from the registration date up to the and including the 29th of November 2019, and I refer you to the convening notice documentation for the details. The exact percentage of shares represented here, as well as the number of votes that are validly represented, will now be announced if the calculations have been concluded by our civil law notary, Mark-Jan.
Thank you, Chairman. And the votes include the last shareholder who just walked in. So the calculations are that there are 22,028,246 votes validly represented at this meeting. And for your information, that represents 73.48% of the total issued share capital of the company. And that means that all items on the agenda can be put forward for a vote. And I will give the floor back to the chairman.
Okay, thank you, Mark-Jan. This brings the opening of the meeting to a close, and we will now proceed with agenda item number two, which is the appointment of Mariette Swart as member of the Management Board with the title of Chief Legal and Compliance Officer. Agenda item two relates to the proposal to appoint Mariette Swart as member of the Management Board with the title Chief Legal and Compliance Officer. And I would like to give the floor to Joep van Beurden, the chairman of the Nomination and Remuneration Committee. Joep.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to tell you more about Mariette Swart's background and the reasons why we would like to nominate her as a member of the Management Board with effect of the 1st of January 2020 for a period of 4 years. Let me start with a brief summary of the nomination process. The Supervisory Board has not conducted an external recruitment procedure for the selection of a Chief Legal and Compliance Officer. Internal promotions are always preferred within Adyen. The Supervisory Board has been working closely with Mariette in the past few years in her role as General Counsel of Adyen and her role of Company Secretary. The Supervisory Board believes that Mariette's background and experience, both at Adyen and in her career prior to that, makes her the right person to become Adyen's Chief Legal and Compliance Officer. She has a great understanding and knowledge of the legal and compliance landscape of Adyen. The remuneration of Mariette shall be in accordance with the company's existing remuneration policy as approved by the General Meeting of Shareholders, which was held on April 17, 2018. The main elements of the arrangements with Mariette as applicable after her appointment are set out in the convocation materials in accordance with best practice provision of 3.4.2 of the Corporate Governance Code. I'd like to now give the floor to Mariette for a short introduction.
Thank you, Joep, and thank you all for coming. My name is Mariette Zwart. I've been the general counsel of the company since 2015, heading up the legal team on a global scale. In that capacity, I've been closely involved in the European banking license application, the IPO, and the recent application in the US. I know the company well. Within Adyen, the legal team works very closely together with the compliance team, and I would be honored to now also take on the compliance function going forward.
Thank you, Mariette. I can confirm that the proposed appointment of Mariette takes the management board profile and equal opportunity policy into account. The Dutch Central Bank, the Nederlandse Bank, has approved the proposed appointment of Mariette as a member of the management board of Adyen. Piero.
Thank you, Joep. I invite you now to ask questions about what just has been discussed here. The floor is open. Please give your name and institution that you represent before you ask your question. Is there anyone who would like to use that opportunity? Meneer Den Ouden.
The first question, I think, my name is Den Ouden from the VEB. And because of the proposed appointments, the management board will increase to 8 persons. And that's a lot more than the average of the Dutch listed companies. Please, can you elaborate why such a big board is necessary for this company?
At Adyen, try to have a flat as possible structure. So to have a broad board, I think, fits that philosophy. Secondly, with the proposal later on the table to appoint Kamran, indeed the board will be extended, but later in the year it will be reduced by one person again. So the net effect of the appointment is one person. And as said, we like to have a broad team with all the skills represented and all the tasks represented, and not to create a hierarchy when we don't think it is necessary.
And will it be workable, such a big board?
I have worked in many boards, also very big boards. There's a lot of experience with that, and the team works quite well, and we don't think there is a big risk there. Mariette has been involved with the team for a long time as the company secretary and general counsel, so we do not expect any issues there.
There already was a compliance officer in place. Why is this pure a reshuffling of tasks within the board, or is there another issue?
This is as the company grows, we like to have legal also represented in the board. We also think it's a very good idea to increase diversity at the board level, and by making this move, it will also further strengthen what we call the second line in the board. So the first line is the business, second line is support functions, third line is audit, and this further strengthens the second line in the board, which we think is an important step for the company.
The only one?
That's the advantage of a small audience, that you are allowed to ask another question if you want to.
Were consultations with outside shareholders?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
Were there consultations about this appointment with outside shareholders?
The answer is no. We, as Joep has explained, we have not conducted an external round of applications. And also, as we say, we like to appoint internal candidates when possible. And for us, this was quite an obvious candidate. And I can say the same for the next proposal on the table, that we felt quite comfortable to take this decision. If anyone wants to add, please feel free.
And what will be the added value of Mrs. Swart having into the board instead of her former position?
As a member of the board, she will now also be jointly responsible with the other members to take the decisions. As said, we believe diversity is very important, so it will hopefully even further improve the quality of decision making. I think these are the most important points. Maybe a good moment now to also see if other shareholders have questions to ask. If there are no further questions at this moment, then we will proceed to the vote. For the voting, I'm going to ask you two questions. First, I'm going to ask you who is against the voting item by raising your hand. Second, I'm going to ask you who would like to abstain also by raising your hand. And if you did not raise your hand in the first round and in the second round, then I will presume you are voting in favor of the proposal. Your votes will be registered in the voting system, which the voting system sits right here. And it will be supervised by the civil law notary. So we will proceed to the vote. So please raise your hand if you are against the proposed appointment of Mariette as the Chief Legal and Compliance Officer of the Management Board. Please raise your hand if you are abstaining your vote. The vote is now closed. The civil law notary will show me the results of the votes, which I will directly communicate to you. In favor of the proposal, 98.09% of the votes, and therefore majority of the votes is in favor of the proposal and has accordingly been adopted. Congratulations, Mariette.
Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Then that brings us to agenda item number 3, the appointment relates to the proposal to appoint Kamran Zaki as member of the Management Board with the title of Chief Operating Officer. I now give the floor to Joep, the Chairman of the Nomination and Remuneration Committee.
I would like to tell you more about Kamran Zaki's background and the reasons why we would like to nominate him as a member of the Management Board with effect of the 1st of January 2020. Kamran will take over the role of Chief Operating Officer from Sam Halse. Sam will remain a member of the Management Board until his expected resignation in the course of 2020. Until then, Sam and Kamran will work closely together to ensure a good transition. Kamran will be appointed for a period of 4 years. Let me start with a brief summary of the nomination process. The Supervisory Board has not conducted an external recruitment procedure for the selection of a new Chief Operating Officer. The Supervisory Board has observed Kamran in his past few years in his role as President of IGN North America. The Supervisory Board believes that Kamran's background and experience, both at IGN and in his career prior to that, makes him the right person to become IGN's new Chief Operating Officer. Kamran has great understanding and knowledge of payment operations, including product development and customer support. The remuneration of Kamran shall be in accordance with the company's existing remuneration policy as approved by the General Meeting of Shareholders, which was held on April the 17th, 2018. The main elements of the arrangements with Kamran, as applicable after his appointment, are set out in the convocation materials. In accordance with best practice provisions 3.4.2 of the Corporate Governance Code, Kamran, I'd like to ask you to make a few comments.
It's a pleasure to be here and an honor to be nominated. Quick background, I've been with Adyen for almost 6 years now in the same role. Started when I think we were about 150 people and had the pleasure of working with Ingo and Peter and Mariette and the rest of the team closely. Prior to this, I was running payments globally for Netflix, including their expansion into Latin America and Europe. And prior to that, I was at PayPal for 7 years, leading teams in different parts of the world for them, including Europe, North America, and Latin America at different stages. Thank you.
Thank you, Kamran. I can confirm that the proposed appointment of Kamran takes the management board profile and equal opportunity policy into account. The Dutch Central Bank, the Nederlandse Bank, has approved the proposed appointment of Kamran as a member of the management board of Adyen. And I give the floor back to the chairman.
Okay, thank you, Joep. I invite you now to ask questions about what has just been discussed here. Please, the floor is open to the shareholders. And again, give your name and institution that you represent. Okay. If there are no questions, then we will proceed to the vote. Same procedure. First question, if you abstain, if you vote against the proposal, then please raise your hand. If you abstain, please raise your hand. Then the vote is now closed. The civil law notary will show me the results of the vote, which I will communicate, and this is the same outcome. So, and I'm very pleased to announce that for the proposal, 98.09% of the shares have been voted, 1.91 against, and no abstaining. So that means that the proposal has been accordingly adopted. Congratulations, Kamran. We're very happy to have you on the board. Okay, very good. And that brings us to the last item on our agenda, which relates to any other business. If there are any other questions, the floor is open to the shareholders. Mr. Schmidt, please.
My name is Mr. Schmidt. I have a question for Mr. Overmars. You are talking about diversity. I'm very glad Mrs. Swart is in the board. But the supervisory board, is that now... Now we have a new legislation in the Netherlands about supervisory boards. What will be the position of the supervisory board if you see the new legislation in the Netherlands?
Yeah. Thank you for that question. First of all, as I said previously, we think diversity is very important. That is where it starts. Now, there is a motion adopted, or has been adopted, in the second chamber in the Netherlands to set a quotum at 30%. We are currently at 25%. Last year, you know, we have increased the board from 3 to 4, so now we have 25%. And if this is going to be the law, which we do expect, and then, of course, we will... play by the rules and make sure we will be at that level. It is still not very clear how this will be implemented and when it will be implemented. But it looks likely that we there's two options. Either we ask one of the current male board members to leave, which is maybe not a good idea, and the other one is to extend the board, so that is a logical outcome of that legal process. Any other questions? Mr. Den Ouden.
I have two questions about Mr. Hansen. Sorry. The name is Den Ouden from the VEB. I have two questions regarding to Mr. Halse. Please, can you inform us about the reasons why Mr. Halse will leave the company? And is it on request of the supervisory board? And will Mr. Halse receive an exit fee?
I can. You've asked three questions. First, the reason. Secondly, was it at the request of the supervisory board? I can give you a simple no to that second question. And about the exit package, the answer is also no. And maybe Peter, you can comment on the first question of the reasons why Sam has asked to resign later this year.
Sam is from New Zealand, has lived abroad since 2011. He worked for Adyen, he worked for us in the Netherlands, he worked for us in the US. He has started a family, so it's for pure personal reasons that he feels that he and his wife want to raise a family home in New Zealand and not abroad. So it's with on both sides, both from Adyen, but both also from Sam personally, sad that, but this is the way how it works out.
Any other questions? Mr. Den Arden.
Will cryptocurrency be a threat for Adyen, and if so, in what way?
Peter?
There is currently no demand for cryptocurrencies from our merchants. So whereas it's an interesting topic, it doesn't play a real role in the economy for our merchant group.
And therefore not to us.
And therefore not to us, no. And therefore we don't see a threat, no.
Any other questions? Mr. Den Oude, this is your day.
I can already form an opinion what quantum computers will do for the market for Adyen.
Peter?
Quantum computing, could mean that you have to look at different ways of security, but security is always continuous effort, and that is a work that never stops. So indeed, with more computing power, you might have to revisit certain protocols. But first, it's business as usual that you consistently invest in security.
Okay. Mr. Schmidt.
The value from an share at Yen is relatively high. Do you have the intention to make a split up of the shares so that there will be more trade for the shares, also with option position? Is that better for the investor?
Okay, Ingo, I think this is a question for you.
Yeah, so if you look at current stock price, it's indeed around 700 euros. How we look at it is that we look mostly at the liquidity of the stock, and liquidity in the stock is high enough. We see a lot of trades on a day. Also, the average during the year has been quite constant, so we don't see a reason at the moment to do a stock split. And, of course, we will keep on evaluating this in the future. But as long as the liquidity is at levels where it currently is, we don't see any reason to change it.
Okay, thank you for that. If there are no further questions, I would like to ask to thank you all very much for your participation and contribution to the meeting, and now proceed to the closure of the meeting, and we hope to see you again next time. And I now declare the meeting closed at 10:30. Thank you.